there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.
Oh, ciao, benvenuti a Radio Near Post. Mi chiamo Patrick Bodie, ti amo Alessandro Del Piero. Australia, calcio Australia è bello, Australia è bella, vieni a E-League. Per favore, Del Piero, please Del Piero, come to the island.
Per favore.
Per favore. Wouldn't it be a great thing to see Del Piero in the A-League? I am Patrick Bordier and welcome to the Near Post. We are talking football, the beautiful game across the Australian Community Radio Network. With me in the studio are the two Nicks. I've got Nick the Statsman. Hey, Nick.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. And Nick the Student. Hey, how are you going, Nick the Student?
I am pretty good. I'm not going to try it, hey?
All right.
Look, well, margarita pizza later on.
Coming up in the next half hour, we've got all the news, Socceroos, Aussie football, and we're going to try, as best we can, break down the Del Piero situation and make some sense of it. Oh, I will beg. I will easily beg for that man.
Yeah.
He is a great, great player, and we'll get into that stuff. But before we start, if you have an inquiry, you simply like to tell us how much you like the show, you can do so on our email, nearpostradio, all one word, at gmail.com. Nick Stats, what do we get this week? Penis enlargement?
No, look, we got a range of emails. I can't say I'd recommend actually having a Gmail account because 5 out of 6 emails we receive are some form of advertisement for Google Plus. Suggestions for people.
Are we signed up to Google Plus? We need to get onto Google Plus.
It's annoying.
Alternatively, you can catch the podcast on www.nearpost.blogspot.com and on iTunes as well as halftimeheroes.com.au. And all this is the work of our Gen Y genius, Nick Jr. How are you going, Nick Jr.?
Yeah, pretty good. Usual uni slash work slash 15 hours of sleep. So, can't complain too much.
I'm looking forward to talking to you because you went on a bit of a bender work-wise and then went on a bit of a bender football-wise.
Yeah, I had 10 days in a row of work, 9 of which were 6 a.m. starts, and then I had 3 days off over the weekend. So, started off with the UEFA Super Cup, then it's Premier League Saturday night, Premier League Sunday night. So, it was a pretty good weekend, I have to say.
And let me tell you, the A-League cometh. And when the A-League is upon us...
I won't leave a couch.
There will be no time.
Thank God the A-League cometh.
It's been a long off-season, peoples. And it's tough to do a radio show when there's no weekly football. Anyway, show dedication. We dedicate the show to somebody each week, somebody something. And this week's no different. The show dedication is to Australia women's national team striker Sarah Walsh. She'll be calling time on her international career after September's 3-game tour of the United States. Now,
Sarah Walsh, 31 games from 67 caps from Matilda. She's played in 3 AFC Women Asian Cups, a FIFA Women's World Cup and the 2004 Athens Olympic. Unfortunately, knee injuries have hampered her in the last few years and she was forced to miss the Women's World Cup, but big respect and a great
just
career.
Just under half a goal a game. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Luckily enough, there's very good young players coming through. In fact, the Matildas is full of excellent young players. Each week we do a bit of a question. This week's question is, and I'll start with you, Nick Jr. In terms of the women's game, they're very big on Twitter. There's a very big profile on Twitter. What's your favourite Twitter account, women's game-wise?
Okay, for just broad knowledge, I'd have to go with Women's Soccer United. Like, I'm not a big fan of the S-word, but they cover most of the major European leagues. They do have a bit of a bias towards the US women's national team because, obviously, they are a US Twitter account. But still, it's a very comprehensive coverage of the women's game.
Comprehensive. Statsman, what do you got?
I think I've got two options.
Two.
If you prefer a little bit more controversy in your life, you can't go past Kai Simon for me.
Right. Controversy, how's that?
Well, How many managers has she fallen out with? How many times has she been booted off the national team?
Really? Are we talking Lisa Devanna or Kai Simon? Because Kai Simon's pretty good. Kai Simon's a striker.
It is Lisa Devanna. I was completely blanked on my strikers there. But that was all prelude. Melissa Barriere.
Yes.
Announcing on Twitter.
Yep. Her pregnancy. Yeah, yeah. That's so cool. So congratulations, Melissa Barriere. But yeah, look, actually, I back the Kai Simon one. Really good. She's just been over in Boston playing, and you know, it's a good sort of way to keep up with a football that we never really got much information on. You know,
I found out about Elise Perry signing with Sydney today on Twitter.
Good old Twitter. Is there anything you can't do? Now, talking about things you can do, you can listen to us. We are the Near Post. We're talking the beautiful game. We're on 2XX if you're listening now and across the Australian Radio Community Network and podcasting. I am with the two Nicks, Nick of Numbers and Nick of Couch and TV. This week, I'm really keen to talk Del Piero. Let's talk a bit. There's some stuff happening with the A-League, not least in Sunshine Coast. And, of course, the Socceroos are going into a two-game run with Lebanon and Jordan. One of them is the game with Lebanon is a friendly and Jordan World Cup qualifier. So plenty of stuff to go into. The big story, the story, talking Twitter, that we cannot move away from is Del Piero. So the word is out that Del Piero could be signing for Sydney FC.
Well, so if you believe Twitter, and I do, I literally believe everything that's ever written on Twitter. Ray Gatt has tweeted exactly 5 minutes ago that the Del Piero deal is done and dusted and will be announced at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Nick Jr., Del Piero?
It was first broken over the course of the weekend saying it was officially signed, and then we had his agent and then the club both say, no, it's not fully finished. There's still some T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted. So I'm hoping they haven't jinxed it, because this would be a landmark signing in for Australian football.
So I'm going to go over a few things whilst the two of you sit there on your iPhones Googling and Twittering away.
We're just trying to keep up with the news.
So Del Piero was a great player for a great team, for Juventus, the old lady. A team I named my car after, just for anybody playing at home. He played 513 games for Juventus over 19 seasons. 19 seasons! How old are you, Nick Jr.?
I am 19.
He has played as long as you have been on this planet for a incredibly high-level team. 208 goals. Give me that goal conversion rate. It's numbers guy.
Just under 0.4. It's about 0.395.
91 caps for Italy, 27 international goals.
Yeah.
This man can play football quite a bit.
This man can play. Is he the best player ever to play in the A-League if he comes?
And he's beloved. It's not just that he's a good player. He's beloved.
That's a question.
He would be. When you look at past marquees, they've come from, you know, your second tier, your third tier, and they've thrived in the league, whereas Del Piero was recently playing for Juventus in Serie A. Like, he did make over 20 appearances last season. Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So, as opposed to your Dwight York, who had really big impact on and off the field, he had only just come from, I'm not even sure where he came from. It definitely wasn't Man United, because he'd had a few misadventures before that.
Robbie Fowler was well on the way down.
Yeah, so it's going to be a huge signing.
There have been some,
and especially for the Italian community.
There have been
Sydney.
Some bigger names though. There was Romario played in the A-League.
Oh yes, but he was well below par.
He was well below. Jardel once upon a time
he was a beast of a player, and now he's just a beast. So let's just go through the timeline of the Del Piero excitement train.
So excited.
So a conversation was set up. Sydney FC mentioned that they'd set up a conversation with Del Piero and his agent. Twitter went berserk. This may not be absolutely correct, but certainly the key point is Twitter went berserk. Del Piero was trending. People were begging Del Piero, on Twitter. Not directly. I don't know if he's got an account. The meeting was held between Sydney FC representatives and and Del Piero and his agent. I believe that that meeting was over Skype. So we're not talking, all right, a meeting already set up in Italy. Anyway, the big step from this point was that Sydney FC announced, and these are the words that they put forward, that they had agreed to finalise details. People took that as Del Piero
signed.
Done deal. I was crying. I ran around my suburb, tearing my clothes off, screaming for joy. Twitter went even berserker than it usually does.
I had an awkward work meeting with my shirt over my head.
I signed up for Sydney FC season tickets.
Right, there you go. Twitter went even berserker. Hugs, tears, unbridled joy. Del Piero's manager put the brakes on. Premature to consider that the deal is complete, was what he said. Tears.
Give us more money.
Not of joy.
Give us more money.
Then, starting to look into it, big clubs are interested in Del Piero. Celtic, Liverpool, Swiss club Sion, some major, major clubs in the world, because people believe he can still play at a decent level.
Yep.
Sydney CEO has flown to Italy. I was going to say we wait, but Nick Senior, you're telling me Twitter says done.
Well, Twitter never lies, but yeah, that's what the word is. If you look at it, if he's not strictly after the money, and if he's not keen, if he's genuinely not interested in another season in the Premier League or in the Champions League, Sydney's a good option. Big Italian community, good weather, good lifestyle. He'll get paid a large amount of money.
It's an attractive deal, isn't it? It's easy to sell Sydney, you know, and especially let's look at the way that the A-League is set up. You play about once a week, most times on, you know, that one time a week for old bones, for a player really sort of, heading towards the end, at the end of his career. It's good to have that rest.
As attractive as spending the winter in Scotland playing with Celtic, then... Yeah, maybe a Sydney summer might be more pleasant.
Just maybe.
Yeah, of course.
I do admire Glasgow winters.
So the A-League, playing in summer, brilliant move by whoever set that up.
I'd say Sydney has better looking fans than Celtic as well. I'm prepared to go that far.
Easy there, big fella. The people genuinely will write into the Near Post. If you want to write in, Near Post is radio, all one word. Please tell us how attractive the Celtic fans are. Look, it's fantastic, and I think people will flock to. Did you make a joke about signing up for Sydney FC, or did you, Nick Jr.?
I joked. I would rather burn my Mariners jersey than sign up for Sydney FC.
Well, you can go and see Sydney FC for Del Piero without.
I would consider going to see the Mariners versus Sydney FC. I would definitely go see that.
The next time one of the Melbourne teams go up, I'm there.
Well, look, I would go to see that man in action. And we're not alone. The man in the street, the woman in the street, the child in the street talking up. Maybe not so much the child because they don't have decision-making capabilities or a vehicle. People are talking about getting up to Sydney and down to Sydney to go see it. So go Del Piero, go it's Sydney awesome. FC. You can do it. We believe in you.
And after... a lot of mocking on this program of, you know, Sydney, allegedly the football capital of Australia. You know, they brought in Brett Emerton. He had a good season.
This does throw a big light onto Nicky Carl departing last week.
Yeah.
Hey, it does too. Well done. Nice. Wow. Nice jigsaw puzzling there, Nick Jr.
But this, I would have to eat humble pie. Sydney really would be... the centre of the Australian football universe with Del Piero.
I know. Let's wait. Whilst I do believe that you are correct in saying that it's been announced, I want to see...
Let's pray that Harry Killer's ghost isn't haunting the A-League in terms of injuries.
Harry. Well, look, fingers crossed. While we cross our fingers, waiting for Del Piero to get on that plane and come on down to the beaches in the beautiful city of Sydney Town... just mention that we are on the Near Post. We're talking football. We're talking the beautiful game. We're begging Del Piero to come down. The A-League. I did mention the A-League cometh. Well, how many days have we got? Around 30 days before the A-League starts?
Yep. Looking forward to it like I can't say.
Seriously, I need my fix. I need my football. We've all got our clubs that we're desperately hanging on to, some more so than others. Nick Jr., Mariners fan.
Yep, I'm definitely thinking about making the trek up to Western Sydney for the round one game. And
So I've got some bad news for you. Mariners team has pretty much been hit by a plague. Yeah. Have you heard this?
I have heard that they had to cancel a friendly due to a virus spreading around, but...
I didn't hear it was the plague.
Yeah.
I may be beefing.
So we do still have 32 days to recover. That's the advantage of the off season.
This is true. Nick, you're Melbourne bound. You're going to take the near post jet a couple of times at least this season to go and see beloved Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, well, Melbourne Victory was the first love, but I've got a big soft spot for the heart as well, and I hate fence hitters normally, but...
There you are,
I'm a genuine football bigamist.
Are you going to go with Flores, or are you going to go with Dugancic and his teammates?
Mm. Yeah, pick it. Come on, you're on air. Why not? Remember that your firstborn son went to see his first football game.
That's true. That was Melbourne Heart. Oh, yeah. It's got to be Melbourne Heart then.
All right. Heart is where the home is, et cetera. Now, in our A-League rat. Kimon Talidoris, former Socceroos and co-founder of PFA, has urged Gallup to surround himself with football people. He's come out in the media to say that. Now, I'm a bit worried. I hope it's not literally, of course, because that would just be weird. Gallup would struggle to get around. Personally, I think all applicants to the post of CEO should do a penalty shootout.
That's a really interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ben Buckley played senior AFL football for about 7 years. So
well, the thing is,
you think you'd shoot it over the post?
You have a lot of football knowledge, but you could be horrible at taking penalties.
This is my point.
Is there anyone? Oh, thankfully, there's no surviving footage from my junior career.
Does it really matter? The FFA are reasonably well set up. Gallup is an excellent administrator. He's got some few key objectives.
He's been a strong leader in his time. He's put the game above the clubs, which is, I think, something that bedeviled the NSL in the bad old days. So I think he's a good choice.
Yeah, I think he's a good choice, and I don't think he's got the craziest job in the world. He just needs to make sure that the ship is heading in the right direction. He just needs to make sure a few details.
Well, the ship will have already been sailed. If the rumour is that the TV deal will be done and dusted before he takes over, well, if that's the case, then maybe the financial future will already be secured to a large extent before he gets there.
I got one issue.
That's a hope.
He needs to brush up on his suits. He doesn't have great suits.
Hmm.
You know, he could do better there. But apart from that, very happy with Gallup.
You should get my man Miriam Blyberg on the job.
Yes. Now there's a man with style.
Yeah.
Pull Miriam in, no problems.
Yeah, maybe he could be Gallup's personal advisor in regards to football and suit matters.
Yes. I was going to say suit matters. I can't even connect this in any way to suits. Talking about a place where people don't often wear suits. The Sunshine Coast, Queensland. Queensland State Club, Sunshine Coast FC, is looking to become the next A-League club.
Wow, this is a great story.
Yeah.
Crazy, but great.
Why not?
I have to admit, they have a fairly good plan, like a fairly good vision in place.
Talk me through their vision, because I have some issues.
So obviously, the main problem is that there isn't really a stadium in the Sunshine Coast.
Right, you're starting off with the issues rather than...
Or a concentrated population base.
Yeah. Their plan for this set issue is that they would like to... they're currently lobbying for some plans to increase the... redevelop the current stadium, which only has a 1,000-seater stand on it, and then I'm assuming just hills on the other, all the other sides, to produce a 10,000-seat boutique stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So that would actually be pretty impressive, I have to say.
That would be some nice work. I just want to move on to the second issue of the day. So they are looking, and I think these are the not exactly the terms they're talking about, but I'll rephrase. They're looking to capitalise on rapid population growth. Nick the numbers. Tell me about population growth, because it sounds a bit familiar to the Gold Coast, North Queensland teams, where we've put teams in on the basis of population growth. Are population growth and crowd attendance linked?
Well, population's very important, but the problem they've had with Gold Coast, with pretty much all the teams, Gold Coast is really spread out, and the road system is terrible. Like, it's hard for people to get to games. And there's 500,000 people there, but it's really hard to get them to turn up to major sporting events.
How many of those people are football people?
Well, quite a
few.
Or
are we all football people underneath? Is that what you're telling me?
Look, the demographics are football friendly, lots of families, but the games are hard to get to, public transport's next to non-existent, and the Sunshine Coast is a smaller version of the Gold Coast.
The main thing would be, if you could pay to, you know, buy a place on the Sunshine Coast, you can probably pay for a TV subscription to watch the team at home rather than having to go all the way to the games.
What I want to talk to you, Nick Jr., is about the Robbie Fowler effect. The sun, sand, and surf. Is this going to mean that they're... I mean, you've got your experience with the Mariners. Does this mean that they're going to be able to attract a better class of player?
I would have to say that the Mariners haven't really tried to attract a big profile signings.
Is that their failure?
Well, I'd say we're arguably the most consistent club over the course of the A-League. But the main thing that with the Sunshine Coast has that the likes of Townsville and Gold Coast don't have. Is that they
most
don't
consistent
have...
is it? How many grand finals appearances is it again?
It is three.
Yeah.
Three?
How many?
Yes.
Seriously, don't diss the Mariners.
How many wins?
How many grand finals have the Heart made?
I've been to a few Melbourne grand finals.
The main advantage that they have over Townsville and Gold Coast is that there is no other professional sports team in the Sunshine Coast.
There's a point.
So where the likes of North Queensland Cowboys had been around since 97 and the Titans had just been established, 4 years prior to the Gold Coast introduction, there is an open market. So
I would put it to you that there's a reason that it's an open market is... because it's not big enough.
But if you can get a monopoly on that market, they say
old NSL had a monopoly on Gippsland, and Australian professional sport hasn't been back.
All right, well, I'm going to cut it there, guys. But it's good to see we don't have prizzy faces sitting around the studio.
Faces for radio.
Talking pretty faces. We're in the third part of the show. We're on the near post. We're talking the beautiful game, but specifically our beautiful Socceroos. Now, Socceroos have named a 22-player squad, and they're going to face Lebanon in an international friendly match and then Jordan in a 2014 FIFA World Cup Asian qualifier. I just want to run through a few players. It's there's the usuals and then some new faces. But returning, we've got the likes of Tim Cahill, Matt Mackay, Jade North, Ruka Vista, Adam Sirota, Matthew Sporanovic, and then Jason Davidson, Ryan McGowan, James Holland gets a go. Any big surprises in the squad, guys?
James Holland is a big one. Obviously, he hasn't featured in quite a while. He was called up for the international friendly against Germany last year in March, but I don't think he got on the pitch. He's been playing in Austria for Austria Vienna, and he's been doing pretty well. So hopefully he can show that there's a future in the Australian midfield.
He's a tidy midfielder, Holland. I think the big story of the week was that Chris Hurd was omitted with Holger Osic questioning his commitment to the cause.
That was a very interesting comment. He was saying that he always seems to pull out of the squad for injury, and whether he's actually injured or he's just is biding his time for a bigger nation to come along and pick him up.
Well, Scotland's the only one he's eligible for, and
I don't think at the moment Scotland's in a position to.
No, I don't remember Scotland at the last two World Cups. He didn't play for Aston Villa on the weekend. So maybe
he has been carrying. To be fair, he has been carrying a few injuries in his club career.
But the question is, if he's always being ruled out with injury, does Osijek want him in the squad? Do we want another Harry Kuehl, who's mercurial when he is on the field, but isn't really there all the time?
If he wants to be in the soccer, surely we want him. We don't have enough.
We can't be picky.
Yeah. Okay, we can't be picky, but it's. he's a very good player. He's obviously at a very high level already. He's very, very young. Is he going to be our next big star? Is there another one in the making? Who's going to be our Luke Skywalker, boys?
I don't know.
Do we have one? Oh, no.
I say we give Matthew Ryan the good old sweeper keeper.
Right. Yeah. You can kick Schwarzer out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Schwarzer, he's on some phenomenal record. He's poised to make first Australian male football player to make 100 international matches. Should he take the field? What do you reckon, 100 now?
Yeah.
Matty Ryan? Yeah.
Get to your century and then you can declare.
I feel your Mariners bias maybe showing there.
Yeah, we're a while away yet from... I don't think there's a sort of saviour on the horizon. Dylan Tombides was maybe the brightest prospect until...
That unfortunate testicular cancer incident. Hopefully, I'm not sure how he's going with that recovery. I heard he was responding well to treatment, but that was a few months ago. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything Twitter or media-wise.
I heard he was back in training. And really interesting guy for me, Massimo Luongo.
Oh, he's currently playing for Ipswich.
Yeah, he's made an impressive start to the season in the Championship, out on loan from Tottenham Hotspur, where he's recently signed a contract extension. He's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think so. It's an interesting transition period. Really keen to see how we evolve. I think it's an interesting time. And
Holger Rosick is at a nightclub at 1 o'clock in the morning. He's checking out.
He's got
every
to pick
option.
What he can pick.
Yeah, he's not being too fussy.
Yeah, the lights are dim and the structure's not entirely there. All right, well, good luck to Holger. Do we know if the games are being shown? Are they being shown on
Fox Sports? I'm assuming both of them will be shown on Fox Sports, I think.
Mm. Some crazy hour, no doubt.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
The game against Jordan definitely is, but I think the Lebanon one as well. They are good like that, Fox Sports. You can't fault their commitment to the Socceroos and the A-League.
Talking about not being able to fault anybody's commitment, the both of you have turned up as per usual, and for that I salute you. Mm-hmm. Now, to everybody else, we're on the near post, and if you get to the near post...
Get there first.
Near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.